Good thing. Okay, Chevra. Tonight we're going to be discussing the question as to what of the two mechanisms to circumvent Shemitah is, which of these mechanisms is preferable? There's one mechanism that's called Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira we spoke about way, way, way back when. During the summer, we began some shiurim about Heter Mechira. Heter Mechira is something that obviously became famous when Rav Kook published Shabbat Ha'aretz in for Shemitah of 1910. Heter Mechira is a way of circumventing the laws of Shemitah by selling the land in Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews. And the rationale of Heter Mechira is basically that we are assuming that since Shemitah Bizman has as Drabbanon, so for Drabbanon we pass in that Yesh Kinyan La'akom La'afkiyah. For Drabbanon we assume that the Kinyanim of non-Jews remove the Kedusha of, remove Shvius, remove the Shemitah prohibitions. That is the rationale behind Heter Mechira. And Heter Mechira, of course, is questionable because some say that Shemitah today is De'oraisa, it's not Drabbanon. Some say even if Shemitah is Drabbanon, but the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael for purposes of Shemitah can't be undone. That was the conversation, but that was the discussion of Heter Mechira. Now, last week we had a conversation about Otzer Bezdin. Otzer Bezdin basically has a basis in the Tosefta in Shvius that we learned last week, that Barishona, the Bezdin would stay, and when people were coming with lots of fruit, they would take it away and give them only Muslim Shalosh Seudos. Afterwards, what Bezdin did is they hired workers, and the workers would cut down the fruit, and they would distribute the fruits, hence that is called Otzer Bezdin. Now, generally, it is assumed that Otzer Bezdin is a preferred mechanism to ease the restrictions of Shemitah. You have to remember what we pointed out last week, is that the restrictions of Shemitah in our world are much harder. At a time that people lived in an agrarian society, and there are fields all around, and I live near the fields, so I can go and just pick my fruits and eat it. But today, that right, we live in cities and the fields are out in the fields. That's the way it works. So how are you going to get the fruit? So it involves some sort of transportation, involves doing activities that should otherwise be forbidden on Shemitah. So Otzer Bezdin comes in and Otzer Bezdin says, now we can do it. Now Otzer Bezdin is assumed to be preferred to Heter Mechira in the traditional understanding because unlike Heter Mechira, where there's a machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit, but most assume that the fruits that grow from Heter Mechira are Goyish-owned fruits, and therefore there is no Kedushas Shvius. But when it comes to Otzer Bezdin, there is Kedushas Shvius on the fruits. And that is a tremendous thing. You have to recognize the fact that the Ramban writes in the Hashmatos that there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to eat Shemitah fruit. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Rav Kook entertains that maybe you make a bracha when you eat the Shemitah fruit. And Rav Kook entertains a tremendous chiddush at the end of Shabbat Ta'aretz that should be usher to fast the gans yar of Shemitah. You should not be able to fast because you're being mevato the mitzvah asay of achilas perishvias. Right? So when I have Otzer Bezdin, the fruit has kedushas Shvius. And that is a beautiful and wondrous thing, but I am solving problems of cutting the fruit down and transporting the fruit, etc. So that is, I generally assume that Otzer Bezdin is preferred. It's also just like a historical bit of information. Rav Kook is the main supporter of the Heter Mechira, or the famous main support for the Heter Mechira. The Chazonish supported the Otzer Bezdin. Lemaisa, the Chazonish probably has more students in the world today than Rav Kook does. Because the whole Haredi world, you have to recognize the fact that the Chazonish made a mapecha. The Chazonish made a revolution. He established the Yishuv HaChadash. Right? You have to remember that the Haredi community, the Prushim, the Talmidei, the Gemara were in Yerushalayim. It was a small community. The Chazon Ish moved out to Bnei Brak, and because of his presence, largely, Bnei Brak, which was a town that had dirt roads and was just hot and desolate, Bnei Brak And the whole Haredi Eretz Yisrael, the Chazon Ish, for a Jew who just sat in a corner and learned Torah, the Chazon Ish had an unbelievable impact. So it's usually assumed that Otzer Bezdin is preferred. However, there is a Sefer that I took out of the library that I want to comment on with you tonight. The Sefer is called Manocha Bashana Hashvi'it. What will we eat during Shemitah? Heter Mechira Otzer Bezdin, which is preferred. It's written by a fellow Yehoshua Ben Meir from Efrat. I have no idea who he is. Do you know who he is? I don't know. But Yehoshua Ben Meir from Efrat wrote this Sefer, and his argument is, ready? The Heter Mechira is much better than Otzer Bezdin. Why? Why would Heter Mechira be better than Otzer Bezdin? So, I'm not going to go in his order. I'm going to give you some of his arguments in my own order. But these arguments are all found in his Sefer. And what we'll also try to do is we will try to, I don't know, refute, but certainly question his argument.
Is
now,
that last name?
What? Yehoshua Ben Meir. Ben Meir is his last name. I don't, so now, who was the first person in modern times to institute Otzer Bezdin? Trick question. Rav Kook. In Shemitah of 1910, okay, there was a newspaper in Eretz Yisrael in those days called the newspaper Chavatzelet. And in Chavatzelet, they had long polemics back and forth against Rav Kook, defending Rav Kook. Rav Kook was writing, good stuff. Like today we have it only on blogs. Then they used to have it in newspapers. There used to be something called newspapers. Right? And I'm telling you, my kids might not have newspapers anymore. That's my prediction. Maybe there's going to be a Yated Neman on Shabbos still by the time my kids are my age. Newspapers are going out of business. Let's put it on the table. So in Shemitah of 1910, so there's a whole polemus, a whole debate about the Heter Mechira. And Reb Chaim Berlin writes to Rav Kook something to the effect of, why don't you institute, and by the way, you could see in this, I give you a tshuva from Mishpat Kohen that's written to Reb Chaim Berlin, no? Simin Ayin.
Last week's or this
week's? In this week's sheet, Simin Ayin.
Bottom of the second page.
Reb Chaim Berlin, right? Reb Chaim Berlin, by the way, is a, what was it? Reb Chaim Berlin was a son of the Netziv? I forgot exactly how this went. Okay, but this tshuva is written to Reb Chaim Berlin. Now, Reb Chaim Berlin was an opponent of the Heter Mechira, together with most of the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. And Rav Kook responded, and he says, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have not only Heter Mechira, we'll solve your problems by also having Otzer Bezdin. Meaning, Rav Kook Tainas, and you could see this, by the way, in a few tshuvas of Rav Kook. Here, the shorter tshuva we can read first. And this is what Yehoshua ben Meir points out in his Sefer. If you read the tshuvas of Rav Kook carefully, he's saying, here, Michtavo hanichbad higiani. Right, this is tshuva to Michopinus. Right? I got the letter of your honor. Ve'eni ro'eh shum stira al ha-heter b'chol ha-ofanim shenocha shel chumr b'chol ha-efsharut. I don't see any contradiction to the heter if we are choshish shel chumr for all possibilities. Imrak lo yifok minei chur v'lechlolos ha-yishuv. So long as there should not be destruction to the yishuv. Ve'kim shel yehefsid lama lo nochash nesvaras ha-osrim. If there won't be a loss, why should we not be worried about what the osrim say? But halo kodvarino amurim tomid shirakum dehatzkak anusum chalaheter ubetor haras shah. Meaning, Zok Rav Kook, right? Reb Michal Pinus had a problem. Rav Kook, you're saying to do Otzer Bezdin in addition to Heter Mechira. So Reb Michal Pinus says, but one second, isn't that going to be so sere the entire Heter Mechira? This contradicts the whole idea of Heter Mechira. So comes along Rav Kook, he says, no, what's the big deal? Why, if the whole idea is that we want the Yishuv to continue, if the Yishuv will continue, they'll do the sale of the Heter Mechira, so why should we not be choshish for all the possibilities and also do an Otzer Bezdin? That's the way Reb Yehoshua ben Meir is reading this tshuva. And in the tshuva to Reb Chaim Berlin, right, he also says that, first of all, he begins the tshuva that you need a heter mechira, or else the yishuv will be destroyed. Ve'ech sheyia, yuchal l'kapeach yusam shekam mishpachos me'echei b'nei Yisrael, she'enehem nesuas l'chayos meperaseihem, v'yorek gamkein misit marava b'en achim b'harisa gedola, u'mamash ein l'shar kama kukulem. In other words, if you don't have heter mechira, things will be terrible. V'chut mikozen nogei adom l'laz harishon, shmaratim ha'shek v'aparsht alocha, etc., even if you want to say that the Mechira doesn't remove the Kedusha, but, right, it still will work. And over here, chutz mi seda Mechira, asinu gam kein b'mechuvan seder shel schirus b'havla'a. Bottom line. In addition to the Mechira, Zot Rav Kook, we also did schirus b'havla'a. Schiris b'havla'a means that we hire workers and we are paying them b'havla'a together with a whole larger payment. We're paying them for the transportation and for the cutting of the fruit. And Rav Kook writes this in a letter to his parents. Right? In a letter to his parents, Rav Kook basically pours out his heart. He says that I want everyone to sign the Heter Mechira. He says that even though the Mechira certainly works, that we pass in that there's no Kedusha Shvius, nevertheless, I told everyone who came in my house, even though mitzad atzmo ein bo kedei smicha, this is Rav Kook's words, even though you can't rely on Otzer Bezdin on its own, mikol mokom nismach al hamechira l'ravcha demilsa. We'll add it to the Mechira. So, again, I couldn't print up the letter of Rav Kook because that's not on the Bar Ilan, but I print up the tshuvas where Rav Kook is saying, use Otzer Bezdin in addition to Heter Mechira, 1910, right? Same year that he has Heter Mechira, he says, also do Otzer Bezdin. And then in the letter to his parents, he says, and by the way, you should know that the Otzer Bezdin won't work on its own. It's only going to work combined with Heter Mechira. So if Yeshua ben Meir says, if this is the original source, the earliest source we have of a modern Otzer Bezdin is Rav Kook, in these letters and in those tshuvas, so then maybe we have to take Rav Kook seriously and say, Otzer Bezdin doesn't work. Now, why would it not work? Why would Otzer Bezdin not work?
It's tarte de sastre. I mean, if it's not yours anymore, how can you...
So one issue is the tarte de sastre issue, which is sort of, I think, what Michal Pinus was right about. If you already sold it, so then how can you be mafker it? So the answer is, on the chance that the sale didn't work, then, right? Now, you have to, you're circling, right? But that's sort of what they were trying to do. And Rav Kook says, befeirish, that Otzer Bezdin does not help on its own. At least that's what he writes in the letter to his parents. Why would that not be? So there are a few problems with the Otzer Bezdin that he feels, Rabbi Yeshua ben Meir feels, is more problematic than Heter Mechira. The first problem is called Ha'arama. Ha'arama is what I would call an illegal loophole, a subterfuge. You're avoiding the halacha. Generally speaking, we don't do that.
Do that all the time.
Okay, fine. Right, we do that. Yeah. Right, we sell our chametz. Question: why? Why is it like we're trying to say? Oh, we don't want to circumvent halacha. We do it.
Yes.
So what's going on? What's going on? So just to go through this issue very quickly, Rav Schechter in his sefer in Be'ikvei Hatzon has the following essay about Ha'arama in general. The Gemara in Bechoros tells us a story that Rav Meri Bar Rachel had a certain animal, and he sold the ear of the animal to a goy. Right, Rav Meri Bar Rachel, Havilei Hahichi, you say had animals, have a maknelu udnai hula over kolchavim. He sold the ear of the animal to the goy. First source on today's sheet. And then he said it's also begiza ba'avoida, and then he gave it to the kohanim. V'kaloi chiyusa de Rav Meri Bar Rachel, and all of his animals died. Now the fact that all of his animals died, right, was taken to be some sort of simen min hashamayim that, oh my gosh, right, that ain't good, right? So the Gemara asks this question, right? If you're not doing work with it anyway, why are you selling it to a guy? Zok the Gemara, he's worried. Dom asi behuli de takala. He's worried that maybe he would end up violating the Aveira. Right? In other words, that a Bukhar has Kedusha. Really, he's not going to work with it. So what would be the problem? But the answer is, he's worried that inadvertently he might violate. So the Gemara asks, well, how come the animals died? They died because you're being mafkia, the Kedusha. You're circumventing the Kedusha. The Torah wants a Bukhar to have Kedusha. You're circumventing it. Now, then the Gemara says that's why his animals died. And the Gemara raises a few more questions. Taisa says, one second, but we actually do this. No? We actually sell, when we have an animal, most of us in Washington Heights don't have animals that are about to give birth and have a Bukhar, right? I tell you the story. That, what?
We had one in the country with the cage weekend.
Pinyan Petach Hamor, right?
Oh, there's a Pinyan Petach Hamor.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
One of the first really funny YouTube videos I ever saw was they wanted to do a Pinyan Petach Hamor one time in Yad Eliyahu Stadium near Tel Aviv. And they put the Hamor on the wagon and they're bringing him in to the stadium, and like they had like a whole big dais of, you know, the Gedola Yisrael sitting there. This is a Pinyan Petach Hamor, and this is like a big deal, right? And the stadium is full and the Hamor goes nuts, and the Hamor runs off the wagon and starts running out of the stadium. And you see this YouTube video of all the people coming down and chasing this donkey. That's Pinyan Petach Hamor. It's also an unusual mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kedushas Bechor, and we sell our Bechor to a goy to try to be mafkia, the Kedusha of a Bechor, right? Taisus points out that we do this. The Gemara says that the animals of Mary died. Taisus says we do this. How come we sell our animals to the goy and they didn't do it at the time of the Gemara? So Tosis answers, Yesh Loimar, Hosam came into Ikach Shash Takola, V'yeshlam Latakin below Havka'a Mikohen, Shiasik Rav Yehuda, Lo Retz Latakin, Shiasala Olam Kachay de Havka'a. Tosis says, when there's a concern of a Takola, there's a concern that you might stumble, so we don't want to do it. Umihu Yavar Avar, Inami. Zoktosis, that they used to have other options. They had options that they were experts in making a mum in the Bukhar. We lost this expertise. Therefore, for us, it's going to emerge that we will only violate an Aveira. Meaning to say, we permit Ha'arama today, because if I wouldn't do it, I'd violate Aveiras. I did not do Ha'arama. The Gemara says the animals of Mary died because he did a Ha'arama at the time of the Beis at the time that we knew what to do with Bechoros. We had ways around it. You should not do a Harama if you could avoid it. If you can't avoid it, you do it. Moreover, you cannot do a Harama during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because then you're taking the animal away from putting it on the Mizbeach. Today, there's no putting it on the Mizbeach, therefore we can't do Harama. Now what that means is as follows. Zakhtar Shechter, we allow ha'aramas to avoid an aveira. We don't do ha'aramas to avoid a mitzvah. So I sell my chametz. Why? Because there's a lav of Bayira Bayir Matzehi. Not to violate an Aveira, great, circumvent it. But to do a Harama, to try to circumvent doing a mitzvah, that we're not going to do. That's why even though we sell our chametz, we keep a teeny bit of chametz that we don't sell to burn. Because it's a special mitzvah to burn chametz on Erev Pesach, right? Now, Rav Shechtan develops the idea further that we permit ha'aramas only before the time of the Aveira sets in. We don't permit that harama once the time began. In other words, right? We're only going to do harama before the animal is born. Once the animal is born, we're not going to sell it to a guy. Now, if that's the case, so let's go back to Shemitah. And the arguments that this Yehoshua ben Meir makes are as follows. He wants to say that that both Heter Mechira and Otzer Besen are ha'aramas. They're both ways of circumventing. Which one is better? Well, Heter Mechira, I'm circumventing the issue before Shemitah begins. Once Shemitah begins, it's not my field anymore. Otzer Bezdin, when am I doing it? During Shemitah. During Shemitah. That's much worse. Point one. Point two. Says Yehoshua ibn Meir, whatever his name is, that the way the Otzer Bezdin was done by Rav Kook is that the Bezdin would appoint workers who would cut the field. Today, who does the Bezdin appoint to cut the field? The owner of the field. The owner. That's a big problem, no? Because if the whole idea of Otzer Bezdin is that I'm not allowed to show ownership on the field during Shemitah, and if I cut it myself, I show ownership. But when the Bezdin does it, that's not ownership. So, Shtel Zachfar, what's going on over here? I can't show ownership. I hand it over to Bezdin. Then they appoint me. Right? Doesn't it look to the outsider like this is exactly bylaws? I'm acting on my field the way I act. No? So this is another problem with the Otzer Bezdin. Right? So his argument is that Otzer Bezdin is a worse type of Ha'arama than Heter Mechira, because Heter Mechira is before Shemitah. Otzer Bezdin is during Shemitah. Heter Mechira, you sell the field. Great, now it's owned by the Goyim. Right? Otzer Bezdin, the rationale is it's supposed to be the Bezdin's, but it looks much faker because the owner of the field himself is working on the own field. That's his argument. Now, I spoke to Rav Shechter about this today. Rav Shechter says he doesn't think that it shows more of a ha'arama because the owner of the field is working on it. He says that the reason why the Bezdin appoints the owner of the field to work on the field, by the way, and this was not done in Rav Kook's original Otzer Bezdin. Only in the Chazon Ish's Otzer Bezdin, starting like in 52, was this done. There's a long time in between. 42 years, to be precise, right? Rav Shechter told me that he thought that the reason why you appoint the owner of the field to serve as the Shaliach Bezdin is because they know the field best. If I want to hire workers, if I have a field and I want to hire workers, which worker am I going to hire? A worker who knows the field or a worker who doesn't know the field? Avada, hire workers who know the field, right? So it's better to do, right, the owner, that as the Shaliach, that was argument number one. Now, Rav Kook himself, by the way, the end of Shabbat Ta'aret, in the Hakdamah to Shabbat Ta'aret, Rav Kook deals with this issue of Ha'arama in the context of Heter Mechira, and he thinks that maybe it's not a problem at all for a very interesting reason. Ready? We notice that there are Rishonim, the Bahamur, the Ravid, who assume that Shemitah Bisman Hazeh is not the Eraisa, it's the Rabbanon. And as a Rabbanon, it's really a Zecher for Shviyas Ba'alma. It's a Zecher. Meaning there's regular Shemitah, and today we commemorate Shemitah by keeping the laws. Zot Rav Kook, tremendous Yesod. If I'm saying, I'll close up. Right? Good night, Nick. If the Mitzvah Shemitah is only a Zecher, so then harama is not so bad. The problem with harama is I shouldn't circumvent a real law. But if I have a law that is to commemorate the real law, so then I can commemorate the real law by just, I pledge allegiance to the law. I do a harama. I'm saying, you know what? There is Shemitah. Right? I recognize that it's Shemitah. I circumvent it. I recognize it. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's all the rabbis want, I should say. Why is that all the rabbis want? Because they only want a Zecher or Shemitah. And through the harama itself, that's a Zecher. That's Rav Kook's argument.
Right, that it's a Zecher?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, there's some who assume Shemitah is the
Elias. When you draw a line on an Issur Rabban, then it's only a Zecher. I mean,
well, the Gemara is...
If you need Moshe B'chol with Rabbanon, it's more than a Zecher.
Right, so sometimes there's an Issur Rabbanon, which is a rabbinic extension of the law. The right. Gemara's line in the Sugya of Prisbal is, frankly, what? Mi'ik amidi demid oiraisa mishamta v'tikna Rabban d'lo mishamta shviyas. Zok the Gemara, it's only Zecher l'shvias, right? According to Rebbe, that shvias is not a Zecher l'shvias, right? So, there is something to be said about this. Now,
what's the reason? Is it because there's no base mikdash? Yeah. Why should we...
So, since there's no base mikdash, so Shemitah... There's no... Well, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn exactly that Gemara over there. But the fact is, Shemitah b'zman hazeh, we assume, is only a Zecher. Now, issue number two that can be brought up with the Otzer Bezdin today. Again, issue number one might have been answered, may not have been. We're just raising some of the weaknesses in Otzer Bezdin, besides the weaknesses we mentioned last week, that it's not quoted in the Rambam and the Rash Serlio has a different interpretation of Tosefta. But issue number two, as to why Otzer Bezdin might not be good, is as follows. Bezdin. You know, I sit on Dinei Torah for the Bezdin of America. Very often, they get a summons. Someone gets a hasmona to Bezdin, and what do they say? Bezdin of America? They're modern Orthodox. We want to go to Machon Lahora. We want to go to, right, a different Bezdin. In meaning to say, there's a real question as to the samchut of Bezdin today. Does a Bezdin today really have authority? Now, this problem is magnified in the following way. We have in this sefer is the Mishpatei Eretz. So in the Mishpatei Eretz, it comes out every year, Shemitah, basically. It's a really good sefer. So the Mishpatei Eretz, I forgot who wrote it, but such a good... Rav Shaul Reichenberg. It comes out, the Beis Medrash Gavoa Lahalacha B'his Yashvus Chakla Is, which is from the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Yashiv, Rav Efrati, who was like Rebbe Yashiv's... henchman was what? Right. So he was involved. That's a nice way of saying it. He was involved in this sefer. He in the back of this book he has a whole essay about Otzer Bezdin. And one of the questions with Otzer Bezdin is, what is the jurisdiction of the Bezdin? In the Otzer Bezdin that was done by Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld and Rabbi Chaim Berlin with the approval of Rav Kook, they did an Otzer Bezdin that the Badatz Eidei Charedus of Yerushalayim took one field, one kerem, of a fellow named Balafeinu Bezdin Hatzedek Po Yerushalayim Ha Chose Mata Reb Hagoyin Reb Tzvi Hirsch Khan of Rehovot. Rehovot. Now, how did that work? How did that work? That the Bezdin of Yerushalayim is doing an Otzer Bezdin. What authority do they have on Rehovot? So, Reb Yehoshua ben Meir argues, which I don't think is so crazy. There was no Bezdin Rehovot in those times. However, today, right, when you have local Batei Din, maybe the local Bezdin has to do the Otzer, if it works. Right, that's his argument. However, one of the big poskim of Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure if he's alive or not, his name is Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, like the same as the vice presidential candidate. So Rabbi Yosef Lubin is a dayan in the Bezno Sadigor. Actually, the 14 years ago when I learned Shemitah, so I was in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot, and I see Rabbi Yosef Lieberman in the Beis Medrash Sadigor. For me, it was the second day Yonta. For him, it was Chol HaMoed. So I asked him, I said, I have a shayla, halacha l'maisa. For me, it's Yonta. For you, it's not. Am I allowed to give you a matana? Can I give you a gift? I have a sefer over here, which is the kuntres that the kolal put out about Shemitah, which I wanted to give him because he's like the mumcha in Shemitah. So I said, I have a sefer, can I give it to you? So he goes, he thinks it's mutter. So he says, here. So I give him the sefer. I didn't see in his writings that he quoted the sefer, but...
You can give him a
ton of
mitzvah, I think. Doesn't
it? Okay, enochanami. But I was having fun. Okay. I mean, it's only enough mitzvah if you learn it, I guess. Or yes. I guess he could have learned it.
So
that was the conversation. So Yosef Lieberman argues that maybe the Beis Din has authority everywhere. Because the only reason why Beis Din has authority in one area, not in another area, is because this is what I own, that's what they own, and the local area. But during Shemitah, that no one owns anything, everything is Hefgar, so maybe the authority of Beis Din extends. That's his argument. I'm not really convinced by that. Because I still think that we have to question which Beis Din should have the authority to do Otzer Beis Din. It's not a pashut thing. More than that, in the original Otzer Beis Dins that were done, they only permitted the workers to cut down the tivua. They did not and then they got paid for the tircha. That's what we mentioned last week. You don't get paid for the fruit. You get paid for the tircha for cutting it down. There was no payment for the maintaining the field during the year. The original Otzer Beis Din that Rav Kook put out, and even the original Otzer Beis Din that the Chazon Ish put out, later on, the Chazon Ish changed, and they allowed them to get paid for watering the field during Shemitah also.
This is called Havlo'a? What is the term
Havlo'a? Havlo'a means absorbed in costs of other things. In other words, we're going to pay you work, and included in that, we'll pay you for other stuff. That's the term that Rav Kook used in the Tshuva. But the fact is, to pay people for the hotza'os throughout the year, that was not found in the original heter, in the original Otzer Beis Dins.
It's like a chazan who gets paid for Yom Noroi.
Right, that's how it was, right.
That you mean, once, so he can get, so
you really get paid technically for practicing.
Right.
I always thought maybe that's why embroiderers, they insist that you come to the practice. Maybe it's because you have to know what tunes to do. That's another possibility. Yishladon. But the fact is that they came up later on and they started paying people for work during the year. And this is questionable because in the Tosefta, it only says that you hire workers to cut the fruits. It doesn't say that you pay them for work during the year. So what's the heter for the way we do Otzer Beis Din, that we pay the workers for everything during the year? Now, the basic answer to this question, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has this in the Tshuva, I give you a little bit, and everyone else has it, Reb Yosef Lieberman has it, the basic answer is that the Beis Din is a Beis Din with real authority, and the Beis Din is giving a knas. The Beis Din is saying, you know what, gentlemen, we are making an Otzer Beis Din. This is a serious investment on our part, and we are giving you guys a fine that you have to maintain the Beis Din. You're paying money to the Beis Din, and we distribute the money as we like. Now, that only makes sense, though, if the Beis Din really has authority to impose knassos. Or the Beis Din really has a thought, and that's only a local Beis Din, no? If I'm a member of the Kehila, so technically the Beis Din of the Kehila can impose a fine on me, right? But of course, I always have a right to say I'm davening in Mount Sinai, I'm not davening in the Kehila, right? I could, right? What gives me, what gives the Beis Din the right to impose a fine? To me, this point is a real weak point in the Otzer Beis Din. Because if the Otzer Beis Din would be only to cut down the fruit, so I could say, I'm mafkir my field to these workers, I'm mafkir the field to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din appoints me to cut down, and then they pay me for cutting it down. But that makes sense only the payment for cutting. The payment for everything else only makes sense if what? If Beis Din is really imposing a fine based on the rules of Hefker Beis Din. In order to do that, first of all, you need a Beis Din that's a bar samcha, but it also has to be the type of Beis Din that you are masking to, right? Maybe I agree with the Beis Din of Rav Nissen Karela. It's not the Beis Din of the Palatze de Charedis. Right? I think this is a weak point in all the Otzer Beis Dins. Now,
but the he's certainly agreeable.
Who's it? I'm agreeable that I want to do it, but on the same time, maybe the Beis Din doesn't have, maybe I can't get paid for all of my work during the year. The only way I can get paid for all my work during the year is that the people who get the fruits are saying, you know what, we agree that we're part of this Oitz of Beis Din, and we're going to therefore pay that farmer. But if I don't know which Beis Din, if sometimes I get from Badatzei the Charedis, sometimes I get from Rav Nissen Karelitz, I'm not Meshubba to this or to that. Well, I'm paying into both of them. I'm responsible to both. It's very hard for me to hear. Again, it's something to think about. Nosaf al kach. I spoke to Rav Shecht about this issue today. He's like, no, what's the problem? Like, whichever Beis Din you want, well, that would be your Beis Din. I think that's similar to what you're saying.
The farmer wants a profit. Right.
So technically the farmer should not get a profit. But everyone, the Chazon Ish writes about the Otzer Beis Din, everyone holds that the farmer doesn't get a profit, that you have to sell the fruits for cheaper than you sell them all year.
But otherwise it would be a dead loss.
Okay. But you have to take a little bit of loss, Zeichor L'Shvi'is.
Right.
To commemorate Shemitah, you have to take some sort of loss. Now, there is a fundamental machlokas between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish about something that we call ukumei peira. Let's go slowly. The Gemara at the beginning of Moed Katan says that we, and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, that we permit activity during Shemitah, la ukumei ilana, but not la avruye. I could do work to keep the tree going, but not to make the tree fatter. Right? La ukumei, not la avruye. Rav Kook said that the heta of la ukumei is only la ukumei ilana, to keep the tree from dying. Because there would be serious hefzer if my tree dies, because my tree has to keep me going for many, many years. Right? If the tree dies, serious hefzer. Heter is only if the tree will die. But ukume peira, if the fruit will die, there's no heter, says Rav Kook, because the peiras during Shemitah are hefker anyway, and there's no hefzer. If I lose something that's hefker, that's not hefzer. Chazon Ish says, no, there's a heter of ukume peira also. Now, why is the ukume peira hefzer? There are two different ways of saying the Chazon Ish. Either he's permitted ukume peira because it's a hefzer for all of Klal Yisrael, that everyone should be able to get the fruit, and if the fruit would die, no one could get it. Alternatively, what the Chazon Ish means is that the heter of ukume is that these malachos are not termed malachos for Shemitah. This is Machlokas Rashi and Tosas at the beginning of Moed Katan. Is the heter of Lukumi based on Hefzer, or is it based on it's not a malacha? If we're saying that Lukumi is not, it's not a malacha, so then what we would suggest is that, okay, if it's not a malacha, it's not a malacha. End of conversation.
If you sold it for a cause of Hefzer, assuming Shemitah is the Raisa,
yeah.
Where's Hefzer considered a heter?
So that's an excellent question. So some suggest that the other mahalach works in better, or else Reb Shlomo Zalman Arba, first of all, the pashtus is that we only permit lokume on malachas d'rabbanan. Reb Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in Mincha Shlomo where he wants to say that lokume helps even on malachas d'oraisa. It requires a lot of thought. The pashtus in the Gemara is that lokume only helps with d'rabbanans, right? Now, in other words, even Shemitah's d'oraisa, certain malachos are malachas d'rabbanan.
Yeah, right.
Now, according to Rav Kook, that there's no heter of l'ukume peira. So that's why you understand why in Rav Kook's Otzer Beis Din, he never allowed them to do work on the field. He only allowed to cut it down. But any work I'm going to do in the field, I can't help, because what's the heter to do work in the field? To water the grass? That's only l'ukume, to keep what? To keep the trees alive? That's not a heter for Eitzer Besen, because Eitzer Besen is only to distribute the fruits. Right? Elamai, to keep the fruit alive, where Rav Kook says there's no heter for Okume to keep the fruit around. So that is a real tie-in, I think, also. But hence, only according to the Chazon Ish, does Eitzer Besen really work to do the malachos beforehand. There is a discussion as to whether Otzer Bezdin gives you a heter to be shomer the fruits. You're not supposed to guard the field during Shemitah. Can I guard the field?
We gave a whole shiur a couple of weeks ago.
But it's not at all pashut that the Bezdin has a right to tell anyone that they can't come and take it. The fruit is hefker. That means I could come and take it. Does Bezdin have a right to say I can't come? Many of the Otzer Bezdins don't act properly and they prevent people from coming in. Now, all of these tainas, you know, if you have a good Otzer Bezdin, all of these tainas really are solved besides Ukume Peira, which cannot be solved according to Rav Kook. According to Rav Kook, that's really going to be a problem. What I consider most interesting is how much Otzer Bezdin has changed. Right, Rav Kook only permitted Otzer Bezdin together with Heter Mechira. The first Otzer Bezdins that were done only permitted the Malacha to be done Ayyadei Goyim. Today it's done Ayyadei Yisrael, Ayyadei the owner himself. Right? They're the owner himself. These are, again, to use a bad expression, the evolution of Halacha over here is very noticeable. It changed. The Otzer Bezdin changed and it became expanded as time went on. It became expanded. The biggest problem to me in Otzer Bezdin, if you'd ask me, is Esrogim. You see, my understanding of the Tosefta, and I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but this will be the last thing that we say. This is my own. But we show that the Shluchei Bezdin are sitting by the Piskei Ayaros. This is from last week's source sheet. My vision, the Shluchei Bezdin sit by the gates to the city. Komi Shemevi Peres Pesoch Yadol. They take the fruits away and they give the Muslim Shalosh Seudos. And everything else, they give the Otzer Sher Be'ir. Why are they doing that? Why is the Bezdin taking the fruits away and only giving you Muslim Shalosh Seudos? So it seems like, to me, and perhaps this might be why the Ramban quotes Otzer Bezdin, the Rambam doesn't. Is the Ramban tells us that there's a mitzvah to eat fruits during Shemitah. Bezdin notices that Yankov Shmerel is coming with 40 bushels of fruit. Yankov Shmerel, there ain't no way you can eat 40 bushels of fruit. And if you're going to have 40 bushels yourself, Yankov Shmerel, you can be mevatel the mitzvah of achilas perishvias. So therefore Bezdin takes it away, and they give it out to everybody. They give him Mazon Shalosh Seudos. They give them what they could eat. It seems to me that the Ramban, again, this is my conjecture, but the Ramban might hold of the mitzvah of Otzer Bezdin, because Ramban was said there's a mitzvah that fills Perishvias, and Bezdin wants to be Mekayim that mitzvah, so they distribute it so everyone can fulfill the mitzvah. But Memela by Esrogim, do we eat Esrogim? When was the last time you ate an Esrogim?
We have a neighbor who made jam out of it.
Some people make jam out of it. You make jam out of the Esrogim. Let's be honest, you're eating sugar, you're not eating much Esrogim. Right? I don't know. I'm not convinced. And they, in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, he calls it Michal Lefkowitz, who's like the Rosh Hashiva in Panovich Latzeirim. Michal Lefkowitz has this taina, but who says Otzer Bezdin helps for Esrogim? Everyone does this. You're going to see this coming Sukkot, all Esrogim will be Otzer Bezdin. And by the way, there's a further question. Otzer Bezdin and Esrogim have Kedusha Shvias. Fruits with Kedusha Shvias, you're not allowed to send them to Chutz La'aretz. No? It's very problematic. I would much rather get a Heter Mechira Esrog that doesn't have Kedusha Shvias, because, right, if I have Kedusha Shvias Esrog in Chutz La'aretz, what do I do with it? Right? It's very hard. I don't know how to deal with Kedusha
Shvias.
Or use an Esrog from Nachman Eretz. Buy it from California, buy it from Arizona.
Greece.
Yanova. Right. I don't know, but it seems to me that all the kulos of Otzer Bezdin are compounded when it comes to Esrogim, especially because by an Esrog, they do real malacha on the tree. No? What they do by an esrig is they want the fruit to be shein. How they do that is they prune away little branches that would come near the esrig. That might be a malacha d'iraisa, but not, no? Because the chazon, it's machogas Rav Kook and the chazon show, that's d'iraisa. Rav Kook feels that the iser zemira applies to sha'ar ilanos. The Chazanish says it only applies to Kerem. Okay. So according to Chazanish, right, so it's all Chazanish, Agabe Chazanish, Agabe Chazanish. No Safal Kach, a big problem with Oitzer Bezen Estregim to me is as follows. The whole Yisrael of Oitzer Bezen is I'm paying you for the work. I'm not paying you for the fruit. There should be no way on earth that an Oitzer Bezen Estreg, you could have a $70 Estreg and a $30 Estreg. They should all be the same. Right? I'm paying for the work. Right? I'm paying for the work. Yet, my understanding is, we'll have to see what happens, my understanding is that they still have different price gradations. Right? So, I think Otzer Besdin, Chazar Shantu Mufak, Peik Otzer Besdin is a wonderful thing, and it solves millions of Shemitah problems. It really does. But at the same time, the extensions of Otzer Besdin to have the owner of the field himself and to get paid for the avodas beforehand and to do ukume peira and to do it by esrogim and to have different price levels, right? It seems to me like there are questions on the Otzer Besdin hanahug. Again, I like this sefer, it's very interesting. Rav Shefter told me that he felt every single argument that we're presenting is wrong. But okay, no, we're presenting them anyway. Yeshka, thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.